This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the confluence of games and reality. High-tech industry turns to video gamers for help with deadly weapons. First to a place where those weapons are deployed, Iraq. This is a big week there with a lot of important deadlines coming on Thursday. The surge, for instance, the buildup of American troops that many credit with a major role in declining violence in Iraq, the surge will end. And by Thursday, the U.S. and Iraq are supposed to have reached a formal diplomatic agreement for how to go forward, what rules should govern their relationship. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Baghdad. Soraya, I guess they're not going to make that deadline on Thursday for this agreement, are they? Where are these negotiations now?
Alex, I'm pretty sure you're right. They still are meeting behind closed doors, having discussions about what to do with this agreement that they're trying to come up with. They have sticking points that they're still trying to work out, and so it seems unlikely that they will come out with that. One thing that they have reached an agreement on is that there should be some sort of discussion anyway about when troops might leave. Senator Obama certainly raised that to a level here that perhaps makes the current administration a little uncomfortable, but he obviously has proposed a 16-month withdrawal time frame, which Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has said that he agreed to. Of course, he then backtracked and said that he was misinterpreted in an interview, saying that 16 months was not correct. But later, the government came out and said, no, actually, 2010 is what they are looking at. And they seem to be making some motion or some movement on that. But the other thing I should remind you of is that July is only an informal deadline, that technically they have more time than that to actually come up with a deal.
So what is the real deadline?
The real deadline is December 31st, when the UN mandate for Americans in Iraq expires. And the one thing that is clear for both of them is that they do not want another UN deal, that it makes it look too much, at least under the current provisions of that mandate, that Americans are occupiers in Iraq.
Maybe this is not a good time for this kind of agreement because there is going to be a change of administrations coming, right? Do the Americans want a long-term agreement or an interim agreement until whoever takes over in January?
Well, they want an interim agreement, but they're not really looking at this as one administration to the other. Obviously, that is the political reality on the ground, but they are trying to hammer out something that will work even with the transition in our own government here that's coming up in a few months. And so, but there will be key points. I mean, the key points that they have to agree upon is under what conditions do American troops stay, and certainly what the Iraqis want to see is that they want some sort of time frame for withdrawal. And the White House last week did make some sort of concession in that regard, with President Bush saying that he did agree to what they're calling a time horizon. But they don't want to be pinned down to a date for two reasons. One is that it empowers insurgents. I mean, obviously, if they know what time the Americans are leaving, they just can sort of sit back and bide their time. And also, they don't want, I mean, the Americans don't feel, and the Iraqis don't feel, that they're quite ready yet to really, for the Iraqi forces to take over the role that the Americans have been playing.
Other than that, are they actually close to an agreement, or are there other major sticking points that are just a problem trying to arrange a kind of relationship between Iraq and the United States from now on?
Well, one sticking point we haven't been hearing about for a while, but that certainly has been an issue for Iraqis, both on the street and in the government, is the issue of immunity for troops and perhaps more importantly for contractors. I mean, as I'm sure people know, there have been a lot of civilian killings by contractors and by troops over the years. And a lot of Iraqis feel that our troops and our contractors should not be immune from that. But our negotiators do not feel that troops, I mean, they're very firm on the point that troops must have immunity. They seem to be a little more willing to talk about the contractors' issue, saying that they did not start, or that they understand that this is a point that they need to have more discussions on. But we have not heard about any agreement on that point yet.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Baghdad on the important negotiations that were supposed to conclude this week in Baghdad. Soraya, thank you.
You're welcome.
And more on this story tomorrow. Adding up the numbers, NPR's Tom Bowman at the Pentagon on how we know the surge has ended and assessing what happened to it with one of the architects of the plan.